While many young people hope to become professional dancers, the cost of lessons, costumes, and other equipment often keeps them from achieving their dreams. It is a hurdle one studio specializing in Latin American folk dance is trying to overcome. For our student reporting labs, Natalie Lett reports.
You're only allowed to be a diva on stage. At performances, in your daily life, you have to be approachable and you have to be humble.
Founder and instructor Frank Ornelas began Rasca Patateando Dance Company in his backyard with a dream. Ornelas' dream is now celebrating its sixth year as a pre-professional studio in Phoenix, Arizona, specializing in a fusion of traditional and classical dance.
Latin American folk is rooted in religion, tradition, everyday holidays that people celebrate. And I like to educate the audience. Latin American folk goes beyond the Mexican hat dance or the bamba. So I'm trying to transform that and give them a spectacle where they're like, wow, we've seen this before, but not at this level.
The company's style connects young dancers like 17-year-old Litzy Bugdud and her younger sister to their culture.
The style of dance is from Mexico, and I was born in Mexico. So it closely connects me because those are my roots.
But for many families who struggle through today's economy, the cost of dance is out of reach.
Most parents nowadays don't have $1,200 to $1,500 laying around for their child to go bounce around, which I've heard many, many times.
One Jalisco dress can cost $100. Also, my mother is a single mother and barely has enough money for us to get ahead. She does not have money for us to go to dance class or buy things that are not necessities.
Ornelas knows what it's like to want to dance but not have the means to.
My very first ballet studio that I went to, I literally went up to the owner and I told her, look, I have no money, but I want to dance. I will clean the mirrors, I will sweep the floor, I'll do whatever is necessary. For so many talented, bright, young artists, it's so difficult to fulfill their need artistically because financially it is such a hardship. The sponsors contribute financial support for all of the students. If there is a workshop, if there's a costume, if they need new shoes, we ask the sponsors that we have on our roster, and if they're able to do it at the time, most of them cover the full price of what the dancers need.
Because I was a dancer myself, I know exactly what it takes and how hard it is to be a dancer. I mean, I want to be able to be there, to be that person that I had growing up. For these kids, I don't have that.
The support provided from Ornelas and sponsors is not only financial.
Frank has been a big part of my life. He has taught me many things I never thought I would learn in a dance class, like how to prepare for life, how to be a better person. He has been more like a family to me.
Watching my kids and my dancers, the kids that I support day in and day out, look beautiful on stage really, really makes it worth it. I wouldn't change it for anything in the world.
For the PBS NewsHour Student Reporting Labs, I'm Natalie Lett in Phoenix, Arizona.
Such an uplifting story. Thank you.